Yo, it's time to take a brief pause for the calls. This week's episode is brought to you and sponsored by Anchor, one of the leading flagship applications in podcasting. We submit weekly content on Wednesdays and Sundays. Like, share, favorite us on the Anchor app. Now let's get back to the show.
Now paging at the terminal, gate number 9, from service to, service from actually, Fort Lauderdale, Florida to SGU, San Juan, Puerto Rico. Whoa, hey, a Puerto Rico.
Ooh, guess what?
We stop.
There we go.
We ain't going to Atlanta. See, everybody who going to Atlanta and y'all flying Spirit, get the hell out of here.
Anyway, hi guys.
Hi, what up? It's your boy Wayne Hens.
And Vanessa Hurst.
As y'all can see, we in the airport. Y'all
stuck.
Heard it. Stuck. Delayed. Flight delayed. Two delays already.
This has never happened to me. Mm-mm. And it would happen on my birthday trip. My birthday weekend trip.
I just thank God that it didn't happen on your actual birthday. All hell would break loose in this place. Vanessa would be cussing people out. She'd be at the gate talking to the counter clerk agents. Hey, what's up?
Talk to
what's up?
Fucking pilot.
I need to be laid out on the beach, oiled up. What's up with my mans? With my mans? That's how my girl talk. With my mans?
So, guys, we're actually stuck. It's a 2-hour delay from our original time. So, we're drinking. What people do when stuck in the airport, I think. I don't know what people do. What do they do? I saw someone, like, in a business call over there.
Yeah. I mean, you see people at the bar drinking.
People watching.
Are probably, there are people
some
watching.
Some girls were straightening their hair, you saw?
I mean, you see that. You see people, little influencers, you know, people vlogging.
Us,
people,
podcasting.
People reading. A lot of people read when they're at the airport. So I've noticed, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But, yes. I don't know. It's crazy, right? This so first time in this airport.
First time in this airport, and this is honestly the first time that I've ever had a delay. So it's kind of like, huh?
Fort Lauderdale.
Yes. So we want to thank you guys so much for the listens. I know that's the first thing that we always do. We had a great outcome with the previous episode, which was traumas.
Trauma.
Man, oh man.
Save the trauma for your mama.
And some of the mamas started the trauma, man.
Some of the mama is a result of the trauma.
And the mama's like, your baby mama and the mama's mama.
Your baby mama, your mama.
All of that.
But no, we got a nice response back, so we appreciate that. I just feel like conversations like that need to be had more so than not.
Those are tough. A lot of times I don't think people even know that they're dealing with trauma or that they dealt with trauma or consider trauma.
Yeah.
You know, us toughies, we're like, just keep it moving.
Yeah. I mean, but you can't, you know, because it's like that whole thing of who helps the helper, you know? You know, you need, what they say, check on your strong friends.
Yeah. Who does? Nobody.
Nobody, right? But, you know, even your strong friends need it at times, too.
So, we do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because who helps the helper? Like, you're constantly always spreading yourself thin for other people, your family. And at times, it's like, who do you turn to? You know?
Yes. And we do want to start this episode by apologizing. It will be loud. There is a lot of people around us. Like we said, we are stuck. So we were like, you know what?
Yeah,
let's make it worth our time. Why not?
We're in a public airport, so y'all gotta understand, you know.
Be here with us.
Yeah, it's a lot of.
Picture yourself with us here.
A lot of randoms, a lot of weird people.
Always, the airport always trips me out.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What type of airport person are you when it comes to original like check-in, the time that you're gonna arrive to the airport? So, let's give the listeners an example. Say your flight is at 10 a.m. At what time are you making it to the airport?
I like to be at the airport, me personally,
so
back in the day.
He's so annoying.
I like to be punctual. So I like to be at the airport at least an hour and a half to 2 hours before. Like, you know, because anything can happen.
You're
like,
two plus, by the way, always.
No, I'm two. I'm an hour and a half. Today's flight.
And who do you blame for us being like?
Like semi, like not on time? Because we're never late, but we're semi like always like rushing. Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely you.
Yeah, because I'm that type.
Yeah, she just lollygagging around. Just, you know what I'm saying? Getting all cute and putting on makeup and all
I
that.
I have zero makeup first.
No, I'm saying trips past.
Usual, yes.
Yeah, no, come on. Because, you know, straight like when we go to Vegas or we go to other places like that, it's like straight off the plane, we going
to the
shit. You know what I'm saying? Going to drink, going to
we drop off our bags and let's go. There's been times when we don't even check into our room.
Exactly.
We go straight to Pattaya.
Right, right. So, Yeah, I'm that kind of person. At least an hour and a half to 2 hours. Vanessa, she 45 minutes to an hour.
We're getting there, right? At what is it, boarding time?
Yeah.
5 minutes till. Oh, 10 gate, minutes
the,
till.
The door's about to close and shit?
Not like that. Not like departing, but boarding, yes. I like to get there, you know, when the madness.
You be the people that they calling over the loudspeaker.
Hey, no, that's never happened to me either.
The gates are closing. The doors are closing.
I'll be in that,
you have
bitch.
5 minutes to make your flight.
You know what people I hate? Now that, well, let's get into it. The people that are right by the door, like by the gate, mm-hmm. and you're like group C, D, move. Us A's and B's have to go through.
We're just standing there.
Well, what are you doing? And then we have assigned seating. So it's like, who are you beating to what bunch? Like, what are we doing?
This ain't Southwest.
No.
Even though I love Southwest.
I don't. Sorry, Dominic. I do not.
I don't mind Southwest. But I get it, because like on Southwest, there's no assigned seating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, ah. You know, jet
now I get it because of the luggage, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Like the luggage space?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you definitely, I mean, even that though, sometimes, like if it's a full flight, mm-hmm. they'll try to get you to like check in your bags.
Yes, for free. No, I don't care.
I'm never that person, ever. Like, that wants to like check
in. I don't like
in
losing my luggage.
The only time I feel like it's necessary to check a bag is if you're going on like a trip longer than 2 weeks. You know what
so
I'm saying?
Funny that you mentioned that. My coworker just came back from London.
Mm-hmm.
So she dropped her bags. She dropped her bags and they lost her luggage completely.
Everything?
So she didn't get, yeah, everything.
Wow.
She said all she had was literally a fanny pack, and she showed me the fanny pack. She's like, I had this on. This is.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So she said she had no makeup, she had no sweaters, and it's cold out there right now.
So did she have to buy clothes and shit?
Yes.
Out there?
And then she said that the sizes were different. So I don't know if they go smaller than us.
I
she
think
said
their clothes
she just had.
Smaller than
and she's thin.
Sizes.
She's like, not super thin. Well, now she's super thin. But she said she was having such a hard time even finding clothes that she had to buy boys. Like,
so no to Wayne. Don't check in no clothes out there, because Wayne ain't finding nothing in his size out there.
I remember my first flight ever was my dad to the East Coast. We were going to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going for a show, and they lost one of his bags.
Yeah.
And my dad flipped, and he was like, I have all my business things in there that I need.
Yeah.
And the airport was like, we'll reimburse like whatever you buy. And he's like, it's not about my suits. It's not about my clothes. Like, I have samples in there.
Yeah.
And he had samples coming directly from China. So it's like he couldn't get a mug. He couldn't get nothing.
Wow.
He was pretty pissed off.
And he had to go to a show?
He had to go to a show. At the end, he was able to get a few things that he had laying around at home, like in LA, and he had them overnighted. Mm. And it was, I swear, a small little box, and he paid over his like $600 just for overnight.
Wow. I mean, because he needed it, I'm sure. Yeah. Like, you didn't want to show up empty-handed.
Yeah.
I know what that's like.
And you know, a lot of people, like, well, for me, too, I'm very, like, hands-on. Like, I want to see. Like, you can show me something, and I'm lying, because I buy online a lot, and I am an online shopper, but you want to see what you're going to purchase, especially if it's for your business or you're buying like 3-4 dozens of that item. You want to see it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So after that, he was like, never drop your bag when you travel. And I'm like, okay. So I literally learned my lesson.
I just hate waiting for the carousel at the end.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, spinning and spinning.
Yeah, it's going and going and going.
Bag.
You look in, the shit that probably already lapped you twice. And then you look and you're like, oh, now you got to focus. like your eyes on that shit. Like, oh, that's me. And you ever like pick up somebody's like else's bag and it's not yours?
Yeah. Not only that, keep in mind, there's a bunch of people doing the same thing that you're doing as well. So everyone's waiting for their luggage right in front. It's like, let's step back. Let's, you know, relax, man.
Yeah. It's crazy. I just feel like people have a lack of etiquette in airports.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Everyone's
it's not
in
really
a
talked
rush.
About. Even people on the plane.
Oh, yeah. I hate it.
People with their socks and shoes off. Like, yo, it's like, yo.
Hey, I take my shoes off.
Huh?
I take my shoes off.
You don't take your socks off, though.
Oh, that's disgusting. No.
You know what I'm saying?
I would never.
And then the people who like, because, okay, you know, like, you have that space that's underneath your chair or in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people who, like, recline their feet, and their feet travels underneath your seat. And it's like, yo, what the hell? And they're like, you know, your feet touching it.
How about the people that are all up on your tray?
Oh, yeah, no, that's crazy. Like, are the people who recline their seat And it can't, like, it doesn't go back to touch you, but it's like, damn, bro, like.
I actually saw this viral video where this girl, she kept putting her hair, like, she had really long hair.
And she kept
putting her hair over the lady's chair. Uh-huh. And it kept smacking her and getting on her food. She had a drink. So the lady literally started dipping her hair in the drink. And it's like, that's what you get, you know? Like, and she kept telling, I guess she had told her once. Sorry, hold on, you're not going to hear me over this. Human trafficking, be careful, don't talk to strangers, stranger danger.
That's crazy. That's like, they said that that's like real prevalent down here.
Yeah, that's scary.
In Florida, like, they... Yeah, human trafficking is a thing out here. I mean, well, I'm sure it is everywhere, but down here they said it's like really, really a thing.
Here, it's a lot of connection for like Puerto Rico, Cuba, like the islands, you know?
Yeah.
So I believe it. Like, I really do.
Yeah.
But in reference to, what was I talking about? See? We're drinking. I'm like...
You're talking about like etiquette with people on the plane.
No,
about
I was
shoes and shoes.
No, the girl with the hair.
So
I guess
she
had told her, like, stop flipping your hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop putting, like, and they told her, and she was like, I don't care. So she kept doing it, and look at what happened.
Oh, shit. That's
Remember
crazy.
The time we went to Vegas, I believe, and we flew Spirit. Yes, we flew Spirit. And ever again, that was the first and last.
Hey, you got the best of the worst.
Yes, we did get... what was it, first class?
Yes.
Like, with the big seats? Yes. Thank you so much, babe. But this guy was tripping. They kept telling him to sit up, and he didn't want to sit up.
This was at the height of COVID, too, by the way. So,
yes, and he was all
look. He kept pulling his mask down, thinking shit was funny.
He wouldn't recline his seat up. And then he had, like, look, I know you asked me this earlier, but automatically, if you see a big... He was, like, Wayne's height. Like, he was a big guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like... And he had a durag, and he's not listening. Even his girl was like...
Are you saying that because I'm wearing a durag right now? It wasn't me. You're giving the vitals and shit, but it wasn't me.
I'm like, he was about 6'3".
Everything she's saying right now, like, I look like her description right now. I have a durag on. I'm big. Like, yeah, but
well, the guy, you remember him?
I do remember the guy,
and he
yeah.
wasn't listening.
She just gave him the whole look.
It was literally to the point... Let me finish. They're looking for somebody. Hold on. It was literally to the point where his girlfriend was like, if you don't stop, she's like, I'm going to leave you. Start listening to them. What the hell's wrong with you? And me and Wayne are like, what the fuck? Because we had to keep looking back at them. We were like, what the fuck is this going on?
Yeah.
Because the lady's like, if I ask you one more time to put your seat up before... leaving, she was like, and if you don't put your mask on, you're gonna get off.
Yeah, I'm gonna remove you from this flight.
And we were like, oh shit. He stopped.
Yeah, I mean, she told him like 5 times, so
mm-hmm.
you know, to her credit, she did exercise a lot of patience, so I understand, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
So for us, it's a little bit of a tradition to drink right at their point. Like, we're those people, we're like, oh, let's take a shot every time we travel. We're like, let's take a shot, let's have a drink. And I think every vacation should start that way. Vacation,
absolutely.
Staycation.
Absolutely, because it's like, if you're not going, like, if it's just you and your partner, for sure, like, what? Like, why is that even not in the cards? You know, you're kid-free, you're responsibility-free. Literally, it's just you and your partner, y'all going to turn off for however many days that you're going to be on this trip. Why not take full advantage?
I had seen this.
But you know what you said, like, earlier?
What?
Because, like, you were like, oh, it's a good thing you like me because of our layover.
Oh, we can definitely talk about that.
So, like, yeah, I think people who don't take advantage is because, like, they don't fully, like their partner.
Seriously. So, we've seen a lot. Like, we always experience, like, we love to people watch. I mean, we have a whole podcast about this. But I was telling Wayne that it's crazy. We're sitting at, we were trying to charge our phone. So, we're sitting, like, at the waiting station, at the waiting location thing.
Uh-huh.
And we're looking around and we're looking at couples, and a lot of these couples aren't even talking.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if you saw a couple. She was laying down and he was sitting, and he's just on his phone.
When we're eating our food?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
And she was completely back to him, like, don't fuck with me, kind of, like, you know?
Yeah, like sleep, but
she wasn't asleep.
But, like, back
acting
to him.
Asleep,
yeah.
yeah. And then, like, there was another couple, and they had all their bags in between them. I don't know if you saw.
I did see.
Because they were, like, to your right. But it's literally, like, it's just them two.
Uh-huh.
And they had all their bags in the middle of them.
Wow.
And she's on her phone, and he's on his phone. So that's crazy.
It is crazy.
I always tell Wayne, it trips me out when I see couples that really don't like each other. that actually still travel and do everything together, because you could see in person, the pictures are beautiful. All the pictures are very nice. But in person, you can see when someone's annoyed with someone.
Yeah, most definitely. You can definitely see it. I mean, who knows, like, what happened on the flight here? Who knows if they had a connecting flight? Who knows if she's just annoyed because their flight's delayed? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people get pissed off. But see, that all boils down to what you said, though. If you like your partner, little shit like that is not going to annoy you. Mm-mm. It's not going to be like, and then it's not going to end up in an argument. Yeah, yeah, like, you know, it's like, you're going to make, like us, we're making the most of it.
Yeah.
Like, our flight has been delayed now 3 different times, and it has 3 different departure times. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? Fuck it, we're going to buy shots, we're recording, literally.
Yeah. And we had said that today would be, like, our travel day, so we're trying not to let it get to us. I mean, it is a little annoying, we want to get to our destination. We were trying to do something tonight, but if we don't, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's okay. We have tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We have a full 5 days.
Literally here. We're here for fine. 5 days. So, you know, it's cool. But, yeah, man, you're right. You're right in that regard, whereas people don't really fuck with their partner like that. And long trips would definitely show you a lot. Yeah. They say, like, when you live with your partner, you'll know, right? Okay, cool. Is this person the one or not? But I think you got to travel with them, too, just to mm-hmm. see what their etiquette is like.
Yep. You don't know how someone packs. You don't know how someone cleans after themselves. Like, I get it. And a lot of times, look, at this Airbnb or at this hotel, they're going to pick up after you. Like, there's a fee, you know? So you're Gucci. That's cool. But all the extras, like, is your partner doing them? Right. Damn, Ecuador delay, too. Shit. We ain't going there, but just saying.
Ecuador.
We're hoping that it's us, like, oh, we're starting to board, but no, it's not. I believe, like, that has a lot to do with it. Like, you have to see how someone really is with travel etiquette. Like, a lot of times, not today, by the way, but a lot of times, Wayne, I don't even carry my luggage.
No, you didn't carry it today.
I strolled.
Stroll. But I'm saying, you never put, when we get on the plane, you never put your luggage in the overhead departments ever. I would never. You don't even pump your gas. Stop. We're not doing that.
Whatever.
Exactly. No. So I get what you meant, though. Yes.
Like, there's some people. We do see that a lot, though. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, it could be an older lady. Today, I thought it was like so cute that guy, team, yeah, today, he was young. And he was like, ma'am, do you need help? And she was like, at first, she was kind of rude, huh? Like, what?
I think he did it, though, yes, to be a good Samaritan, but also, too, she was taking a long-ass time.
Yeah. So no, but like, whatever it is, like, yeah, he helped
but,
her.
But, like...
Little bitch.
Yeah, that. He did it more, so it was, like, that's what it came off to me. Like, okay, I'm going to help you help me get around your ass.
Hurry up.
But there are those good Samaritans who literally, like, will do it out of the kindness of their heart. It's a lady by herself, struggling. She's scrawny, skinny as fuck, can't lift it, you know? Got this big-ass luggage.
Some people don't give a fuck.
No, some people will make you, like, you know, like the lady in front of us who had the baby, I would have felt bad, like, if her husband right there wasn't there. Because he was doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But she wouldn't have been able to lift all that luggage that they had. They had, like, 4 bags. Yeah. Like, the kid shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, they had a toddler and a baby.
Yeah.
And he was carrying everything.
Everything.
And she was just carrying the baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm usually saying. So, like, yeah, that's crazy. Oh. Now, imagine a single mom traveling.
No.
It's tough.
Negative.
Might as well be at Disneyland at the tram trying to get on. You know?
Negative, too. One thing, you know what I do hate? And I think I've mentioned it in the past in the podcast. I hate when we land and the people in the back will get up. Like, where the fuck are you going?
Yeah, no.
You still have all these people ahead of you. Sit your ass down.
First class, business class. Been conditioned people.
No, stop.
Come on, man.
Pushing through, like,
A group, not all the way in, like, the D group, trying to, like, guys, don't matter. The only time that matters is when
you have a connecting flight.
That, but also, too, in Long Beach Airport, they will let you out the back of the plane. Mm. So, like, it's two, like, they'll open exits. Up the back latch and the front latch, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so when you fly into Long Beach.
I've only done that once in Mexico.
Mm.
They literally were like, look, y'all taking forever, let's open the back. And there was a big old fucking little thing that they added on, like, so you had to step out.
Yeah. And shit? Yeah.
Man.
It's crazy.
All the flights are getting delayed.
don't know what's up with Fort Lauderdale.
This weather is black. I don't know.
We might not ever fucking fly into Fort Lauderdale again, though.
Yeah. This just is a they
lesson. They have a lot of delayed flights. Not just ours, but it's a you lot can of delayed hear. Flights. Yeah.
So we don't know if it has to do with the weather. We don't know if it has to do, like, with the pilot. We don't know what it is, but we're still here.
Yeah, still here.
Are you here?
Are you here right now, huh?
What's your least favorite part of traveling?
Lugging, like, I guess navigating my luggage.
Really?
Yeah, I get like it's not a problem, but that's my least favorite part.
Mm.
Like having to stroll it around, even though it's on wheels. Like having to pull it, put it in the overhead department, take it out, unpack, repack. Like, you know what I'm saying? It is a, like, we don't think of it because, like, it's second nature to us, but it mm-hmm. is, it's annoying.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a pro packer.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm really good at getting my 10, 15 outfits in.
God damn.
10, 15 outfits in.
You know, three shoes pairs of shoes, makeup,
don't forget accessories, the sun hat.
Hats. Like, yeah, you're nice with it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good, too, but I'm simple with it, though. I'll take, like, my little 3-4 outfits, a couple pairs of kicks.
A couple pairs. Usually, Wayne does not travel with less than 3 pairs. Today, I convinced him to bring 1 pair. 1. And because, literally, all his outfits match his ones. His Air Force. So, it's like, why wouldn't you just bring that 1 pair? Well, what about if this one I wear with this? Why?
It's a fact, though.
Why?
Yeah, because you never know. You know what I'm saying?
Limited luggage.
But what's different? What's different than my 3-4 pairs of shoes in comparison to your 10-15 outfits? Huh? No difference, right?
Don't I feel attacked right now?
You're attacking. I don't feel attacked. Because you make it. It's a seamless transition for you. It's not anything that's like hard or rushed or. It's not anything that's out of the ordinary for you,
no,
you know? You've traveled
really
to, like,
isn't.
Far destinations. Like, you've been to the DR before. So, it's like...
And I don't drop my bag.
Yeah. And you don't drop. So, to me, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for you not to be checking in...
I will fit whatever I need to fit in that carry-on because I will not drop my bag ever.
Right. So, usually when you hear 10, 15 outfits, though...
People
you would
thinking,
assume that they would check in their bag.
Not me.
Right. No.
Not me.
So, you know, I give you props.
It's rolled up. It's folded properly. It's already, like, categorized by date.
Yeah,
everything.
I mean, you're talking to a man who used to just use a duffel bag for when we travel, and I never checked it in. And I would get, like, 2 pairs of shoes and, like, 4 outfits in my little duffel bag.
What?
You know my little green duffel bag?
The same one?
The Adidas one.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I've taken that on trips before I bought, like, you know, my actual luggage.
That's only, like, 3 outfits for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little getaway. You don't, like, getaway
yeah.
bag, but no.
But I'm saying, like, you know, I took that bag to Hawaii.
That is crazy. I don't even remember. You see?
I took that bag to Hawaii. I didn't take it to New York, but I took that bag to Hawaii.
No, I made him buy a luggage for Hawaii. I mean, for New York.
For New York,
and
yeah.
I was like, pack whatever you want to pack. Your little multiple shoes, multiple outfits.
I took 2 pairs of shoes. That was good. No,
yeah.
I'm lying.
3.
I
you took 3.
3,
yes.
I
you
took
did.
My Dunks. I took my 4s.
Some people don't even know what you're talking
about.
Well,
right I only took 2 pair, actually. I took my Panda Dunks, my Nike Panda Dunks. And my Air Jordan Retro 4s, the black
cats. And
you
took the 11s, so stop playing.
What 11s?
The gray ones.
My cool grays, though?
No.
I didn't take them. I took my 4s. Yeah.
Okay.
I took 2 pairs. I was proud of myself.
So Wayne didn't ask me what I hate
no,
from
I was
the
gonna,
airport.
No, can I get to it? What do you hate about the airport?
The people. No, I'm just kidding. No. I actually don't mind it. I am very people entertained.
Really?
Yeah. I don't mind it. There's a bunch of weirdos, and then there's like a bajillion dogs now. People travel with their dogs all
the
time. The
service dogs?
Yeah, a service or not. Like, you know, and then people like with kids.
Yeah.
We're still not brave enough to travel with Renzo soon.
Yeah.
Just not quite yet. This might be our last trip without him, though.
Yeah,
I feel it.
I feel like the kid. Oh, shit. Is this us? No. I feel like. Whoever
gets Get me
is,
another beer.
Bring us around. No, I feel like the kids thing wouldn't be as bad if the parents told them something.
What do you mean?
Like the parents don't tell, like when the kids are acting out, like on the plane.
What you gonna tell Renzo?
No, it's like be quiet, like tell, like attempt to tell them something. I think that's the annoying part.
I think it's not about telling them to be quiet, because for example, our kid, if we tell him to be quiet, he's not gonna listen. He's a baby. So
you
I
have
feel
to tell
more
your kids something.
No, yeah. But I feel like you really have to come prepared to entertain. And I always tell you that, like, you have to bring snacks, you have to have Miss Rachel in your pocket, you have to have the AirPod, you know, like the iPad, you have to have the everything ready with your kid, because this is different to them. It's a brand new experience. And if that doesn't work, then what? Candy. Shit.
But you're on a plane, though.
A lollipop. You could put it in. Just some chips, I don't know, snacks, like anything. Out of all 10 things that you're going to try, something's going to hit.
Like the family that was in front of us today, I felt like they was prepared.
Oh, hell yeah. And the little boy was good.
Paw Patrol on the little screen. The dad had the little Paw Patrol figurines, and he's putting it next to the screen comparing it. I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah, he was like, oh, look, find this. I heard him. Yeah. He was good. But other parents are just like, shh, and the kid's like, you know?
A 4.5 hour flight, like, that's going to do something.
It was a long flight, and there was a lot of kids, and there was a lot of crying.
It was like 6 babies on the flight today. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I've never been on a flight with that many babies, I don't think.
I don't either, and I felt like, so I always say I don't want to focus on just Lorenzo on any of our episodes or even on traveling, but I could admit I did feel a little of mom guilt for not bringing him.
I saw.
Because there were so many babies. Like, people travel with their kids like nothing.
They do.
And I don't know why I hesitate so much to do so. Or we.
Why do you feel like, why do you feel you do?
It's a lot.
Speaking for yourself.
I always speak for myself. I feel like it's a lot. You know, like, look at, with me, I have my carry-on. Like, with him, I'm going to have another whole bag. I'm going to have another whole, like, it's differently prepared, you know? Formula. Now he starts eating solid, so it's a little easier. So now I think it's a lot more easier with certain things, you know. But I'm not sure. I think it's the biggest scare of you having that baby that's crying the whole fucking flight.
Yeah,
it's tough.
I don't think that he would be like that. Man. As long as we would have to come prepared, though. We couldn't come like without his snacks or, you know what I'm saying, his needle, or he could, like, shit like that. We would have to definitely be prepared with his pouches and things of that nature, because if we forget anything, the slightest thing,
and it could be the smallest thing, like a fucking chupon, you know, like some of these kids, I was looking at them, one of the babies, I kept crying, and I'm like, man, I could give a fuck what people say, because a lot of people are against the chupones, right? Yeah. Not for the, you guys, some of you guys are like, what the hell is a chupon? It's a pacifier. And a lot of parents are like, oh, their teeth this, or you're getting them used to that, or it's an attachment, or it's a mental for the future. Who gives a fuck? All of these kids are all fucked up in a way or another. Let's be realistic.
It's a fact.
You know, so it's like, if my kid feels comfortable and he feels safe with this pacifier, give him that shit.
Yeah.
Give him a pacifier, please.
Yeah.
And tell him to be quiet. Like, you know, I want the quietness.
Especially
of it.
Especially on a flight, though.
Yes.
You don't want your kid, like, screaming to the top of their lungs. Like, you know?
You don't want your kid to be the kid. Yeah, you know? Like, the baby next to us was so adorable. She was just having a good time with her dad. They kept playing peekaboo. Like, she was just so good through the whole flight. But enough of that. We always say that we never want to bring Lorenzo up, and we somehow do. But in reference, what's your favorite part of flying that you're like look forward to, besides the trip itself, of course?
Other than the trip itself, I would say what kind of people that board the flight.
Because like, Wayne always makes friends.
I'm big on like people, so like it's funny to me too. Like when you don't even necessarily vibe with somebody, but you just see people, like the dude we saw on the flight from Vegas when it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, and he was like missing like a shoe, and he was like telling his homeboy like, "Hey, nice to see you, but I'm going to board this flight," and like he left his homies. Like, to me, like shit like that is funny.
It's funny, yeah.
Yeah.
The type of people you see. I believe we changed. I see the Puerto Ricans grabbing their shit, so you should check your email.
All right, and we're going to pause right there. Okay, so we are back after that brief interruption. No, our flight was delayed 3 different times, and over the intercom, they changed our gate, so we had to abruptly pause the podcast and go to our gate to ensure that we made our flight. Which we did.
We were almost those people that are running through the airport. I felt for a cool minute that was going to be us. Luckily, it was literally like 2-3 gates over. If not, we would have been like running across the airport to try and catch our flight.
Which we've done before. Yeah. In a different airport.
Mm-hmm. And everyone was. And the train was down. It was, that time was madness. Yeah.
And it's, if you've ever been to Dallas International Airport, Fort Worth Airport, huge. It's huge and
madness.
If the tram is ever down, prepare to walk. Mm-hmm. Unless you got like, you know, plugs on like the homies with the golf carts and the luggage carts. And they'll drive you. But
yeah. No, that time they were just literally driving the people that had some type of disability and people with small children. If your child could walk, your ass was running.
Luckily, we had like a 2.5 hour layover. So we had time. But like today was far different. Like literally, we were supposed to depart out of gate 9. And then it ended up being, what, gate 8?
7 or, yeah, 7, yeah. I don't know.
So, literally one gate over. So, it ended up working out. We were at a bar, chilling, making time anyway, so.
That's when we started to record. So, we're finally in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Whoa. Yes, we made it. Interesting.
Arrival.
Interesting arrival. Something happened to us on the way here. You care to share with the listeners?
Yeah, so it's our first time here. We're really excited, but we have no idea what the fuck,
Right.
So meaning, like, we don't know where we're at. Like, yes, we have excursions. Yes, we have plans already for the rest of the days. But, like, if I go to Ensenada or if I go anywhere, like, I don't know where I'm at.
Right.
You know, like, oh, you want some food? You go here. Oh, you want this? You go here. Here, it's like, oh, you guys are staying in a condo. It's a gated area, and there's nothing near.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. Not only that, it's midnight over here.
Yeah.
So it's super late. But interesting story. As soon as you get off the of your flight, when you're walking out of the airport, there's people asking you literally if you want a taxi.
Taxi.
They look a little suspicious to me.
Fuck that.
And I watch the IG channel. I'm highly obsessed with murder and mystery, crime documentaries. And mystery and missing people, especially on vacation.
Yeah.
Especially in islands, especially when they're partner.
Right, right.
The partner usually kills them, just saying. But that's not the case here.
Yeah, definitely not the case here. Don't got to worry about that with me.
So I told Wayne, you know what? Let's stick to the plan. There's no Lyft out here. So I'm like, let's Uber. Let's Uber to where we're going to go because we don't know the area. So we don't want to rent a car. We figured it's so much easier just to get around an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, it is midnight. And the condo where we're staying at, it's in Luquillo. It's about 35 minutes away. Yeah,
for sure.
It should have been 35 minutes away.
Yeah. That as well, our driver was driving. He was doing 45. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yes, he was like an older man, and he's telling us, like, oh, you guys should do this. You guys should do that. I've lived in Puerto Rico my whole life. Like, avoid this. Don't do this. Everyone's been telling us what to avoid, which is great. Like, even the guy that was sitting next to Wayne, he was a Puerto Rican native that was visiting his son in Miami, and he was like, look, bro, don't go to the jungle. Past 6, people disappear. Like, up to now, they still don't find people.
Which is funny, because I told Vanessa something the other day when she asked me about doing the forest in El Yunque, and I'm like, what? And I was like, give me the times. And she said, oh, we can do this time, this time, and this time. And I said, babe, you know niggas don't do forest after 5 o'clock.
And literally, he said that today. Well, he said after 6, like, make sure you guys are in a safe space by 6.
Like, on your way back by 6.
Cause... And then when he said, oh, where are you guys staying? And we told him, and he's like, oh, I love that place. It's so safe out there.
Yeah.
It's very, like home. He's like, it's very family-oriented. Like, you guys will not bump into trouble there.
Mm.
He said, very safe. And there you can go out at whatever time. So we're like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, going back to our ride, and we're all over the place, but, so we're driving, I'm asking the man, like, a million questions, he's talking to me about the hurricane, that when it hit, like, he didn't have light for 8 months, and they were surviving, and they weren't getting, everything was working out of gas, because there was no electricity, so the lines for gas, he said, would be 5-6 hours long, which was ridiculous. And speaking of gas, how's the gas out here?
So I was tripping out because, like, on the Uber ride over here, I was just, you know, looking around my surroundings, and we came across a couple gas stations, and I'm like, oh, damn, what? 0.86. I'm like, oh, it's 86 cents to the gallon? And the man knows, no, it's 86 cents per liter.
Yeah, so we were like, ah, makes sense.
I was like, oh, shit, because if it's to the gallon, I'm like, I'm about to
move.
About to FedEx some gas, overnight some gas back to the crib.
So the man was super sweet. Like I said, he was driving very slow, but he was talking to us and telling us like what to do, what not to do, his childhood. Like, he was literally having like a good conversation with us. And then I see cop lights and I'm like, what the hell? And he was like still talking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that us?
At first I didn't think it was for us either.
No, he was driving so slow.
Yeah. So I was like, it can't be that. Like, he wasn't speeding.
No.
You know, all. Like,
so yeah, they pulled us over just to make our delay a little more even late and just longer.
Didn't say anything to me and you, but
he was so rude to the man.
He was, and I felt bad for the guy because the guy was really a nice guy, and he was just trying to get us to our destination. It's late, and you know,
our condo wouldn't pin, and it was just like the man was really going above and beyond, to like help us out. So. Long story short, he stopped us and he gave us a ticket, and he did hold us there for like a solid 15-20 minutes. Like, it seemed like a long time.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know better, like, they don't have their seatbelts and they're tourists, but you live here. Like, he was just scolding the man, and the man's like, okay. And he's like, one thing I am going to tell you guys, he was like, never argue with the cop here. He's like, you're never going to win. He's like, they're very aggressive and disrespectful. That's exactly what he said. And I'm just like, oh my God. So I'm like, let me get your information. Like, we're going to pay the ticket. And he's like, oh no. He's like, I'm going to dispute it. He's like, I'm not going to pay it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are you sure you're going to be able to? He said he would.
Yeah. But he said he was going to have Uber pay, right? What did he say?
No, he said he was going to try to dispute it. Oh, okay. Because he said that the camera light, I don't know what he was saying at the end, but he didn't. We were like, we need to keep contact with you because it's not okay for you to have to pay the ticket that we got. Even though, like the guide said, you should have known better. You should tell them as soon as they get in your car to buckle up. We don't know why we didn't. We always do. I mean, we're tired.
Honestly, I just think it was like we were probably jet lagged. More than likely, we were tired. We just wanted to get to our condo. I think it was that. But it's no excuse. We should have put on our seatbelts.
Yeah.
I just, like, at the end of it, I felt bad. I was like, damn, really, dude? Like, come on, man.
And this man, like I said, our condo would not pin. Like, our location would not pin. So he's literally driving around like, oh, I think it's here. Can I see a picture of it?
Yeah.
And he's like going street by street, and we're just like, ugh. So we did give him a nice tip, but that's just definitely not the way that we wanted to start our trip.
Yeah. And you know, I felt bad because I felt like he did help us. He went down a couple of side streets. He low-key found it, and he didn't even go off the GPS. He pulled up some shit on his phone, and which helped him get to it, but he like, oh yeah, yeah, boom, right here, San Diego. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. So I know that before all the madness, we were talking about like airport etiquette, what you hate about the airport, what you don't like about the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Once we sat down, I know I have a kid, and I hope to have airport etiquette with my child once he travels with us. But the little girl behind me kept kicking me.
Yeah, and honestly,
the whole fucking way.
And the parent didn't. The mom didn't say anything. She's sitting right there, literally right there.
Well, the mom was a whole mess herself. Speaking of etiquette,
oh my God,
she was listening to her TikTok videos loud as fuck.
Don't even get me started.
And no one told her, like, not even the, you know, like, no one in the plane. No one told her anything.
Yeah.
Not the guy next to her. No one.
Yeah.
I mean, I fell asleep at the end, even with the kicking, but I was...
I gave her kid the death stare, like, like, stop.
Oh, that's why she stopped?
Yeah, low-key, that's why she stopped, and she, like, sat up, and then she put her tray down, and then, like, she was, like, you know, watching her little tablet or whatever, and I'm, like, I turned over my... So she was over my left shoulder, and when I turned over my right shoulder, her mom was over my right shoulder, and I'm shooting her mom a look like, say something to your kid.
She's on TikTok. She doesn't have time to, like, watch her kid.
The hell, bro? Like, your kid is kicking the shit out of my girl's chair. Like, come on. Now, if I say something or we say something, we gonna be looked at as wrong.
Yeah.
So God, you said that to my kid?
That's kind of what I wanted to get feedback on, and you guys can definitely message us directly. Am I in the wrong if I tell her to tell her kid to stop nicely? you know, like, hey, you're can you please tell your daughter to stop kicking my chair? Like, it wasn't, like, for a full
minute. I don't think you're in the wrong to tell her that. You would probably, we would be in the wrong if we were to tell her daughter, like, stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, because, you know, she was like 4 or 5. I don't know. No, yeah. She was older, like 6, 7.
She was a young girl, like a little kid, you know. But again, like, you know, we're looked at as like the bad guys in that situation, even though we're the ones whose chair's being kicked.
Yeah.
For 15, 20 chair. Minutes on end. Like, it was just off and on for like a good solid 20 minutes where the girl was just kicking it, stop, kicking it, stop, kicking it, stop.
And you and I'm would just feel like, it, right?
In my head, yeah. In my head, I'm like, wait, you don't see this? You really don't see this. Yeah, you're sitting no, right
was
there.
On TikTok, and I'm just out like, loud.
What is on TikTok that's like, you just can't tell your daughter to stop?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah,
you would think.
One would assume.
Yeah.
Common courtesy ain't so common. But stupid is stupid, ain't it?
Yep, it sure is. So nonetheless, it seems like we had like a crazy, long, hectic day. But you know what? We're in PR.
We made it. It was a day of traveling and, you know.
Exactly what it was. We didn't expect to be this late here. We didn't expect for the delays.
Yeah.
But honestly, I have no idea what kept me cool this whole time. Usually I'm bitching, snapping.
Usually we just chop it up. You know what I mean? You got a man who just knows how to talk to you, knows how to handle you. You know what I mean? That's it, you know? Amongst other things, you know?
Take the lead, Wayne. Take the lead.
Gotta keep baby calm, you know? She's not the most... We know baby's not the most patient.
Hey. I'm working on that. Clearly, I am.
I'm saying today you were good, though. You know, I feel like you exercised a lot of patience today.
So. I really was. So we just wanted to touch bases with you guys. Like we said, we were pretty much stuck in the airport for like an additional 2 hours. And we're like, what should we do?
Yeah.
Besides drink. Because that's what we do.
Right. And we just kept chopping it up. And as we were talking, we were like, we should just record. Like right here in the airport. Like, you know.
We were venting. We were like, not even like, we were like, damn, like people watching what we do.
Yeah.
Our usual.
Our first flight to Florida was fine. It was the second flight from Florida to San Juan to Puerto Rico here that was delayed 3 times. So It was supposed to depart at 6:20. And then I got an alert saying 6:37. And then from 6:37, it went from 6:37 to 6:52. And then from 6:52, finally, we departed at 7:19. Okay. So, yeah, it got delayed 3 times, and then we ended up making it. But nonetheless, that's why we're giving you this super late. And, yeah, that's 7:19 Eastern Standard Time, by the way, not Pacific. So, we started this, like, it's 9 back home right now, Pacific. So, we started this, like, around 6, you know? So, it's 12:39 now, so it's 9 o'clock. So, yeah, 3 hours ago.
We had a few delays.
Too, exactly. That's why this is... probably going to sound like for the first 28 minutes and then boom, it just picks up somewhere else. That's why.
Yeah. We were like, you know what? Let's finish it off because we weren't. We were like, this is stupid. Like, let's just forget.
Well, when they changed the gate, we were like in the middle of recording. Mm-hmm. So we were like, what? The
that's intercom us, dude. That's yeah. Us.
Oh, sorry, guys. We will resume this later.
But, nonetheless, I feel like we always try to make the best out of things. Like I said, luckily, I guess Wayne said, you got a man you can rely on. So. You know, I'm cool and collective. Yep. I am cool and collective.
About to rely on me some more now.
Oh, okay, we stop. So, with that being said,
Yeah, man. As always, make sure that you guys have proper airport etiquette. Don't let your kids kick people's seats. You know what I mean? Don't have your arm rest. You know, don't have your arm on people's arm rest. Don't have your body rubbing up against people, you know, proper airport etiquette, man.
Don't flip your hair on people's faces.
Yeah, don't have your socks off. Don't have your bare feet touching people's stuff underneath people's seats. Come on, man. Like,
no. If you see someone that needs help with the bag, please help them out. There's a lot of older people and a lot of moms that travel. Yes, I have a soft spot for moms now, okay? I am them. We are one.
I am her.
And I feel it. Like, when someone doesn't help them, I'm like, really, dude? See?
They do. They be packing a lot. They be doing a lot. So, yeah. Especially today on our first flight. To Florida, it was like 6 babies literally on our flight.
Yes, it was madness.
And they were spread out throughout the Airbus, but it's like, man.
There was like 3 that were bad.
Yeah, you know, like, but just to see like the moms, like, and the poor husbands, like, holding down everything, man. So just have proper etiquette, be kind, be courteous, even though I know that is an attribute.
It takes a lot for people.
And it's an attribute that's just, it's, I don't know, it's seemingly it's dying by the day. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to get back to that. Spread love and happiness. Y'all hear the song. But as always, man, it's your boy Wayne. Yes.
And Vanessa Hers. Please tune in. Spread the love. Yes. Share. Like. And we will be back soon. We're super off with the music too, so this is just the bye.
We'll holla at y'all in a couple days, man. It's been we'll holla at y'all. Peace.
Bye.